The biggest paycheck in horse racing last weekend went to Smarty Jones, the winner of the Kentucky Derby. Commentator Frank DeFord attended the race at Churchill Downs, and he noticed that the owners of Smarty Jones were not the only ones making money.
At the Kentucky Derby, which is part of the Visa Triple Crown, where other races on the card Saturday were named after everything from bourbon to hospitals, purists were horrified that jockeys were legally permitted to affix commercial messages to their pants. Enterprising jockeys promptly sold space, displaying advertisements for the likes of airlines, movies, blue jeans, and this being a nice local touch, Louisville Slugger baseball bats. So far as I can recall, this was to a commercial first, body part-wise. I cannot think of any other occasion where thighs have been used as advertising space. But it is hard to imagine how the Derby jockeys should not have been given the right to use their bodies to advertise, no less than racetracks and other sports entities sell what has become known as signage whenever possible. Actually, jockeys are Johnny's come lately. Golfers and tennis players have long rented out their apparel as sandwich boards. Some boxers have even tattooed commercials on their backs. Jockeys' automotive counterparts, race drivers, are past masters of the art, forever scrawled from cap to ankle with all manner of ballyhoo. At least fundamentalist American sports fans can continue to take some comfort that, so far anyway, our team athletes have not been turned into advertising vehicles. Indeed, it is simply amazing that we crass Americans have missed this obvious opportunity. Why, in Japan, whole major league teams are named for corporations. The most famous Japanese team is not the Tokyo Giants. No, it is the Yomiuri Giants, Yomiuri being a publishing company. Imagine, if you will, the Tribune Cubs playing in the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. Really, at least in sports, we Americans are not the Philistines the rest of the oh-so-aesthetic world would have us. Indeed, in most places where soccer is played, where it is worshipped as the beautiful game, the uniforms do not even have a team name, only a product advertisement. You may think David Beckham was transferred from Manchester United to Real Madrid, but from pictures of him, all we know is that he went from Vodafone to Siemens, from one mobile phone company to another. By comparison, their discreet thigh billboards make jockeys among our most demure body barkers. And say this about the Kentucky Derby. Despite the T-shirting of America, it remains the single major sporting event in the United States which retains a truly attractive, fashionable crowd. This is, of course, thanks mostly to the ladies' hats, which only grow prettier and more in profusion every year. The run for the roses is really the run before the chapeaus. Of course, soon enough, somebody will figure out how to put advertising on all those lovely hats.
The comments of Frank DeFord, who wears another hat as senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.